From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting that NATO chief says Russian airstrikes undermining peace efforts in Syria. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says Russia's airstrikes in Syria are undermining efforts to find a non-military solution to the conflict.
What you have seen is that the intense Russian airstrikes, mainly targeting opposition groups in Syria, is undermining the efforts to find a political solution to the conflict. Moreover, the increased Russian presence, air activity in Syria, is also causing increased tensions and violations of Turkish airspace.
In the meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for Syrian refugees at an international donors conference and is calling for the Syrian government and Russia to halt those attacks on rebel-held areas in order to let humanitarian aid through. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has taken control of the southern Somali town of Marka after African Union forces withdrew. One resident said the insurgent fighters carrying weapons hoisted al-Shabaab's flag on the coastal town's police station and administrative headquarters. The al-Shabaab takeover came a day after the Somali army and police station there left Marka, which is 70 kilometers south of the capital. The UN commission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. Mission spokesman Olivier Salgado says fighting at the site has ended and that security forces are searching the area for explosive devices. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, will meet with Patriarch Kirill, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, next week at the first meeting between the leaders of the two churches in history. The Vatican made the announcement Friday. It said Pope Francis will meet with Patriarch Kirill in Cuba on February 12th. The Argentine-born Pope will be traveling to the Americas for a previously planned trip to Mexico. This is Philip Palella, the Reuters Vatican correspondent.
The thing is, one could say, why is this taking place in Cuba? Well, it's taking place in Cuba because the Pope will be on his way to Mexico. The Russian Orthodox Patriarch is on a tour of Latin America. And so they decided that this was a good neutral place to meet. But let's keep in mind that it was the Vatican that brokered the diplomatic rapprochement between Cuba and the United States. So now the Cuban president Raul Castro is kind of paying back that favor to the Pope by organizing this meeting that eluded all of the Pope's predecessors.
Roman Catholic popes have previously met with Istanbul-based patriarchs of the worldwide Eastern Orthodox Church, but this is the first time a pope has met with the head of the Russian Orthodox Church, which is the most influential of the Orthodox churches. The two men are set to hold about 2 hours of talks at the Havana airport at a summit arranged by Cuban President Raul Castro. Nairobi taxi drivers are angry at the American app-based taxi service Uber, which they say is undercutting fares and causing them to lose business. Recent attacks on Uber drivers and threats of road-closing protests are heightening tensions in the Kenyan capital. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
Taxi drivers in Nairobi have become more and more frustrated with Uber, the app-based taxi service that came to this city in January 2015. On Wednesday, taxi operators asked Kenya's government to stop Uber, a service which has risen in popularity here due to its cheaper fares. Frederick Chalo is one of those taxi drivers who says that Uber is responsible for his declining business.
Since towards the end of last year and the start of this year, totally we don't have any business.
Chalo and many of his colleagues argue that they just want a fair playing field, and Uber's cheaper pricing model serves to undercut them. In a written statement, Uber said, "Our technology is open and pro-choice, and we are keen to offer it to a broad number of taxi drivers to boost their occupancy rates and chances for profit." Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Now on Wednesday, the drivers issued a 7-day ultimatum to the government to kick Uber out of Nairobi, and failure to do so, they say, will lead them to protesting and paralyzing traffic. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.